On the heels of an announcement yesterday that Mauffre may be turned into a community sports complex, city leaders today announced plans for a new stadium for the Columbus Crew. WOSU's Adora Namikadeh has been following the story, and she joins me now. Hey, Adora.
Hey.
Tell us about this proposal.
Well, the proposal is for a $230 million stadium. It would be built in the Arena District west of Huntington Park. It would sit on 33 acres. It would seat 20,000 people. It's going to have more suites than the old stadium has, Mauffre. And most importantly, it's going to have a sort of wraparound roof that Mauffre does not have. So that provides weather shelter. Big deal for fans. The space would be called Confluence Village, and it would combine office and residential spaces.
One of those kind of mixed-use development sort of things. Mm-hmm. What's the timeline for its creation?
If the city and business leaders buy the team, then they would play at Mauffre for 2 more years. So during those 2 years, the new stadium would be built.
Okay. How much would it cost?
So the total price tag for the team is $645 million. Now, if we break it down, $50 million of city money would go toward the infrastructure for the new stadium. But they really stressed that it would not go toward the new stadium itself. Then $150 million from investors would go toward buying the team. And the rest of the money would go toward the community sports park, which they announced yesterday, and building the new stadium.
Is everyone on board with the stadium proposal?
Everyone is not on board. The biggest complaint just has to do with using public money for private professional sports teams. So, for example, Mike Ganadakis is in charge of advocates for responsible taxation. And he says this is just a misuse of city funds. He wants to know why we aren't using this money for things like opioids.
How about infant mortality or issues with opioids? But we're going to invest $150 million of our tax dollars, limited resources, into the Crew.
But Columbus Partnership CEO Alex Fisher says, well, that's pretty normal. You'll often see the private sector come to the public sector and combine to do projects.
Well, where the public money's going is for infrastructure and for parks and for that new community center and recreation center. And so the majority of all the development is from private sector sources.
All of this depends on if the Crew actually gets bought. What's the status of that deal?
So right now it's still technically in the works. Major League Soccer did give the city a deadline of December 31st to purchase the team, so less than a month for this to happen. But then tonight, city leaders are hosting a sort of public forum to hear community feedback. That starts at 6 o'clock.
Thanks so much, Adora.
You're welcome.